Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Yeah, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B., the anti-Freemason. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started with today's show, we have Christy the Cougar to give her roar for good radio. Christy Cougar, go.
Believe it or not, you...
Oops. There you go, for good radio. Yeah, one of my arch nemesises from that group that's here in New York, the group of New World Order worshippers, or they at least act like it by making fucking excuses for it. Danny Panzella, who's running for state as city assembly or something like that, in Staten Island, was on a radio show. I'm going to play some of it, and yeah, so here, take a listen.
Another thing I wanted to bring up is you're a We Are Changer, are you not?
Yes, I am.
I wanted to...
Yes, I am. My home chapter is New York City.
Yes, I've visited that chapter myself, and I've met some of the guys up there. Lately, there's been a lot of rumbling on the underground, and I wanted to get your personal opinion. Is it of any concern to you some of the allegations being made towards We Are Change at this time, specifically about mishandling of money and Masonic connection?
Well, no, not at all. I mean, I'm very close with Luke. I'm very close with Craig. I consider them both my brothers.
Ooh,
and
brothers.
I know, and, you know, I think one of the things that tends to happen is you have something that gets blown out of proportion. And as far as the Masonic connections, I'll speak to that first. I understand the truth movement and its impression of the Masons. I myself am not a Mason. I'm a Christian, and as far as my religious beliefs are, it's a conflict to also join the Masons. There are Masons that don't agree with me, Craig being one of them. However, I know Craig the man, and I know that the fruit of his life speaks to where his loyalties are. And there is no one in that group that is more devoted to defeating the NWO than Craig. except for, you know, myself and Luke. So I would challenge anybody that wants to be critical of Craig and any group. You know, you can make allegations about any group. But I'm a Christian. There are Jews. There are Muslims that are part of We Are Change. And you make connections to people through those groups to anything. There's evil in every group.
Oh,
so We Are Change is founded on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, our code of conduct, and that leaves freedom to be associated with any group. We are not, we cannot make rules about who can join and who can't based on their associations or beliefs, because then where do you draw the line? We let Masons in, but we don't let Masons in, but we let Christians in. And, you know, an argument could be made that if you're a Catholic, the Catholic Church is certainly involved in the New World Order. You know, any sect will have ties. So it's where do you draw the line? To me, the most important thing is where the person's heart is and the fruit that they show. If they're not showing fruit, if we get the idea that they're there for, you know, nefarious reasons, then when we have some kind of evidence of that, we can confront them with that evidence. And then based on that, if there's some kind of activity that we don't approve of, but we certainly wouldn't expel someone just based on their religious
expose them.
But it's not. It doesn't sound like it's affected your campaign at all.
No, of course not. But you know, I feel very passionate about it because you know, I had questions too when Craig was first introduced to me, and somebody made a joke. Oh, watch out, he's amazing. And you know, I had just woken up, and I had a similar type of reaction that a lot of people on Facebook who are just finding out for the first time are having. And you just really need to get to know the person, no matter who it is, whether it's Craig or not a We Are Changer. You can't judge anybody based on these things, because what ends up happening is you alienate yourself from that person that you could, if they're not awake, you could wake them up. But if you're just going to discount them, oh, they're a Mason, I'm going to just stay away from them, or I'm going to ridicule them, well, then you've destroyed any testimony that you have to be able to reach out to that person and show them the light, whether it's the light that they shouldn't be a Mason or the light of, you know, the matrix that we're living in and the New World Order. So to me, that is the most important thing, and I would never judge anybody based on any belief that they had, because I would always want to keep an open relationship with that person I could, you know, lead them to the truth.
How about the financial or fiduciary transparency of We Are Change? Do you think that maybe they need to be a little bit more forthcoming? Because some people are demanding this, I've seen out there. Is that of any concern to you at all? These are things that could come up later in your campaign. Have you thought ahead towards any of this?
Well, this won't really affect me in my campaign. I mean, We Are Change is run much like InfoWars and some of the other places. It's run as a for-profit entity. Anybody who thinks that Luke is stealing, they don't know Luke personally, and they don't.
Anyone who thinks that Luke is not stealing does not Luke. I was with the group for 2 years. In fact, I was trusted with updating the fucking website. So anyway, Lenny, Mike, thoughts, questions?
I liked how he compared himself with InfoWars. I mean, really, is he trying to condemn himself from the start?
Yeah.
So We Are changing the truth movement into another Masonic order, or?
Pretty much. Pretty much. I mean, the thing is, the ironic thing is, I say this again, I was kicked out. Many other people were kicked out for following the rules, the code of conduct. Following the code of conduct by asking and demanding, asking questions, demanding answers, and also demanding the financial report, which is supposed to be given.
Well, where do you draw the line? And you know what I say, where you draw the line?
Yeah, where do you draw
it?
Yeah.
Duh.
I mean, and here's the thing. Craig, you know, he's a Freemason and allegedly a 9/11 truther. And I say allegedly because he is a Freemason. And if he's a 9/11 truther, he should know better about secret societies, and he should have quit, or he should have publicly denounced instead of being all proud of the fact that he's a Freemason.
Well, he said on the video that he is a 32nd degree Mason.
Yeah.
32nd. So whatever he's doing to the truth movement will get him his 33rd degree.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. They have to do something for them big to obtain their 33rd degree. Like Lenny's uncle had to corrupt the Greek Orthodox Church in order to get his 33rd degree.
Yeah.
I mean, and these are the people that are in my backyard that I'm fighting. I'm surprised as all hell he didn't freaking drop my name, because a lot of times these guys, they just say, oh, well, Louis B is, you know, he's this, he's that. Louis B's fat. That's why you shouldn't listen to him.
Well, they want to connect people to the concepts of dissent to people, and then they tie that to it, and then you're supposed to hate the individual, and then you associate anybody who mentions it, oh, now that's Louis's issue, see, and we hate Louis, so now we're not. And just to spite Louis, we don't care what happens to the finances of We Are Change. How dare you ask? See where that goes?
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. He's like, oh, anyone that thinks Luke is stealing. And notice, he didn't even, the person didn't even mention Luke is stealing. He didn't make that allegation. I mean, of course I did, and I have proof. So, I mean, it's not like I could get sued for slander, because, hey, there's evidence, and I did my due diligence and turned it over to your thoughts, ha. Huh? But, you know, the fact is, it's just, I mean, the whole sense of hypocrisy with this guy, he's like, well, Luke and Craig are my brother. Really? What about the other guys there? Oh, they're the only three doing shit with the group? Oh, so there is a hierarchy, which goes against the code of conduct of that group.
Well,
the
thing is that the authorities will not investigate a group of Masons. See what I mean?
So I guess
if they're tied to the Masons, they are not going to be investigated or found guilty of anything.
Right.
See what
I mean? And I'm already prepared for that. I'm already prepared to hear that.
Yeah. I would have asked him on the spot, are you a traveling man?
And see, well, once they pass the 13th degree, they have agreed, well, the 13th degree, they have to help the brothers in every case except treason and murder, and the 14th is they then have to include treason and murder, so he's no longer a 9/11 truther, I mean, certainly by the first 3 degrees. I mean, it's antithetical to everything we're doing. He has to help them no matter what they do, including bomb the World Trade Center would be one of the things he has to help them if they're guilty of that.
Mm.
No problem and no question.
Yeah, I mean, and here's a question that's been brought up. He was asked straight up, well, he wasn't asked, but he's like, I'm not a Mason. He wasn't asked if he was a Mason.
Well, he didn't admit he wasn't? I mean,
He wasn't. No. The guy being interviewed.
Oh.
The guy being interviewed just himself said, I'm not a Mason.
Well, see, Masons is very silly because they take the oaths so as not to tell you anything about it. You see what I mean? So if you're asking them, you're not going to get a lot of truthful answers out of people that have taken death-type oaths not to tell you the answers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just that maybe, screw it. No, I'm not looking too much into it. But the fact that he only mentioned Luke and Craig are my brothers.
Right.
That's kind of strange to me. Oh, just those two guys are your brothers. The rest of the guys are riffraff, I guess. They're not good enough to be tapped for the
Sticking with his brother, Mason.
Yeah.
This week on The Cloud, in order to beat Freemasonry, he will have to become a Freemason.
No.
Yeah, I mean, and that's one of the excuses, actually, because, maybe Craig is infiltrating the Masons.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
Yeah,
you don't take those oaths. You're not getting back out. I mean, I guess you send the demit letter in, but it doesn't really you still have to respect all of them and their secrets.
Yeah, I mean, speaking about the DeMint letter, did one of our founding fathers do that?
No, he failed to do it. That's why they still claim him to this day.
Who, George Washington?
Yeah, he simply didn't go for the last 30 years of his life.
Where can people find that? I mean, that proof where he, you know, George Washington didn't want to.
He wrote about it extensively about how he wasn't going anymore. He didn't like it anymore. He also was fully satisfied that the Masons had been infiltrated by the Illuminati and the goals had changed from simply the mystery schools to this one world government plan of the three world wars and the whole bit.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to find that link.
Yeah, it's easy to find. I'll find information for you later. We can't research during the show, but I'll find
it. Right, that's, yeah. It just really upsets me. It's like, okay, well, they have Freemasons, and, you know, we're not gonna discriminate nor condemn Freemasonry. Okay, so everything we've learned about Freemasonry on how it's one of those organizations that is working towards a new world order to enslave mankind and all that. But it's okay if we'll just make excuses.
Anybody, who are we fighting?
Yeah.
Them. They're fighting them. Right?
Yeah.
I mean
that's everything
I would... lock out one of the major enemies that we're fighting...
Well, that's what you have
trouble.
To do when you make yourself a not-for-profit organization. You have to have equal opportunity.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
They're not a not-for-profit organization. They were supposed to register as a 501c4 as a lobbying organization.
Uh-huh.
And that's what when I was in the group, that's what we voted for. And then after someone bought the name We Are Change, the trademark. They under advisement of a lawyer, they registered as a for-profit group.
Yeah.
And if that goes against the code of conduct, I mean, how the hell do you go up against an already democratically voted on way to do things? I mean, and the problem is when you go on their website, there's no transparency because there used to be a chip-in. There used to be a chip-in on there that stated, okay, these are where the money is going towards. This is why we need the money. Now it's just a non-transparent PayPal button, donate button.
Yeah, I could see where that leads to trouble.
So, I mean, you know, I know I've been screaming about this for what, the better part of 2 years already. But, I mean, enough's enough.
Well, all good movements get taken over by stooges. And
yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the funny thing. They were so scared of, oh, we're gonna get infiltrated. We're going to get infiltrated. Oh, okay. Well, you know, you guys are not doing anything about the obvious infiltration that happened.
Well, there's other infiltration beyond that. I mean, that's just the obvious portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the website 9/11 Truth, I think it's 9/11truth.org. I'd called numerous people a couple years ago, trying to gauge how wacky these people have gotten. And the majority of them told me that they believed that reptilian shapeshifters were taking over the world.
Oy.
When you call all the numbers given on the website, the majority of them said that. So it was really weird. I mean, so at the time, I knew there was some type of gauge of infiltration in the truth movement, but I didn't know how far beyond that it was. I mean, there's obvious nutters there.
Yeah, I mean, I saw you guys, you know, I actually told you guys about Tobias because a lot of you guys, I mean, you and Lenny are against New Age movements. And why is that?
Of course I am, because the New Age movement, how do you distinguish the New Age from Freemasonry? It's the same type of ideology.
It's a movement they started. It's a movement they started, and they control it. It's not we're against
the
New Age.
Well, how dare you say there's only one way to heaven, man? How dare you say
we have delineated sides here. I'm sorry that it seems like, well, we're just the two fake sides. No. They're trying to enslave and kill us, you see. And the New Age is going to be used to create this one-world religion to Lucifer. They're the ones that tells you, well, it's Jesus and Buddha and everybody else, and they're all the same guy coming back 1,000 times. No.
So what do you guys...
You can become God through degrees.
Yeah, I mean, what do you guys
saying,
say?
If you believe that only Jesus was God, you've got problems, man.
Yeah, you're in a club.
Come on.
Can't agree will have to be removed. Get it? That's what he said that during her show.
Mm-hmm.
That those who don't agree will have to be removed. They're haters. And see, the real Luciferianism is done in a positive-sounding thing like, we're all loving and whatever, but we have these haters and we have to get rid of them. And oh, it's all sanctimonious and all this stuff. And this
what do you guys say? What do you guys say when somebody comes out that we can have the same superpowers as Jesus?
You can't, and you're not going to.
Why?
It's ridiculous, and the Bible makes it clear that all of the spiritual gifts only come because God might bestow them upon you. And it's him working through you. And that's the distinction. People say, well, what do you mean you're not God? God's everywhere. There's a difference from him being in everything and him being everything. There's a clear distinction. And
what is that?
One says he's in everything and the other says he is everything. There's a difference. If you are in everything, that doesn't mean you are everything.
Yeah, Julie in the chat room says Jesus did say that we would be able to do more than him in the way of miracles and such.
Where does he say that?
Yeah.
Tell her to give me a scripture quote and I'll gladly look it up.
Okay. So, I mean, while she's getting that scripture, what's with New Testament? We need more, Julia. We need book, chapter, verse, please. Thank you. Why aren't there any more miracles anymore?
Claim that there aren't any more miracles. I mean, we're told that there's an ability that your sons and daughters will prophesy in the last days. I mean, that's in the Bible. That you'll be able to heal people through the power of God. That's in the Bible, you know, through prayer. And these are things that we attribute to the Creator because we are the created.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something we take upon ourselves. There's a clear distinction. Bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Incantations and spells and things like that are forbidden. For good reason. I mean, you're consulting dark forces, and stupidity in large numbers is very dangerous.
So
this is where you get devilish movements like Freemasonry and Christian identity.
What is Christian identity?
They believe that Europeans are the true Jews.
Ah.
They don't use the word Jew. They use the Hebrew word and they say, well, we're Yehudis. Well, Jew is the word that translates from that. Okay.
Ah.
They're using semantics. Well, Jew is a bastardization. Well,
no, okay.
Word for it.
They want to do it and sound like they're the positive people and we're the negative people or something. It's ridiculous and false. And when you look into what they're really about, though it sounds like it's positive, it's a positive religion of Lucifer. And all the people that can't agree with the New Age are going to have to be killed, according to them. That's your world. That's your depopulation plan. It's explicitly written in their stuff. And people could be smacked in the face with this stuff and not recognize it as evil because it sounds so good and sounds so reasonable. But
well, Christianity killed so many people, but you know what? We need to kill those
people. The Catholic perversion of Christianity has harmed so many people. Who do you think sent them on the Crusades? And who do you think the target of the Fourth Crusade was? It wasn't Islam. And it wasn't Orthodox Christianity. It was the Catholic
Church. And the only time the Orthodox Christianity ever had war was when someone actually, in actuality, invaded their homeland first.
Right, and they were very, very opposed to this false flag terrorism because they had just seen it in Rome. You know what I mean? They had seen it
before. It's John 14, chapter 14, verse 1 through 12.
Okay, just a second. John chapter 14, verse what?
Verse 1 through 12.
John 14. Okay, I can get to that real quick. Just a second. John. Okay, I'm in the book of John 14. Where are you at? Okay, 1 to 12. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going and how we can know. No, wait. Lord, we do not know where you are going and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. That's in part of the quotation she gave me.
Yeah.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father dwells in me, who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater than works than these he will do. Okay. Because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And that's what he's saying. That's the distinction. And that's to verse 14. So they gave the context to their own claim there. Okay. The context is, whoever posted that, and you posted your own context, is if you ask, he will do it. Those works will be done by you asking and him doing it. And that's the context.
So it's not that they would have the power to do it themselves.
Well,
it's like how you said, God is working through them.
It's not from within us, it's from God.
Right.
That's my point.
But we're made in God's image.
Oh, of course we are, but that doesn't mean we are him. And to what extent are we made in his image?
That's the fundamental Luciferian stupidity, that Lucifer wants to become the creator. That's how he got kicked out. I mean, he wants to become the creator. Get it? You're the created. You're not going to, I mean, you're going to usurp the creator's position. It's just fundamentally stupid. And then he lies to human beings to get the same goal met, which it cannot be met. You know what I mean? I mean, I could try to flap my arms as much as possible. It's not going to lift me off the ground. It's a stupid goal. That's what we're doing.
I mean, and he said you could do these things if you have enough faith.
You could, you know, you can move mountains if you have enough faith. Does anyone on earth actually have that much faith? No, they don't. Nobody's done it.
Well, it said, I mean, that whole chapter is you have to have the faith. You can have the faith of the amount of a mustard seed.
Faith in the amount of the mustard seed is what's needed for salvation, pretty much, because it motivates you to do, you know, the right things.
Now, we're not Bible thumpers, and you're the one who presented these Bible quotes. I mean, I don't use this as defense. I can use their words to explain what they're doing.
I use it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying that because Julia posted the quote, Jesus did say that we will be able to do more than him.
True, but that's not an excuse. Greater works than these. What works were he talking about? The ones he did before that. So, I mean, and also the context, that's not saying all his works, for one. Secondly,
he didn't do everything he can do. I mean, he just came here and did some things and left. And
right.
I'm sure there's he also created Australia. You know what I mean? And avocados. I mean, he didn't demonstrate everything he can do.
He was setting an example, okay, and he was fully man and fully God. And he was setting an example saying, you know, the Father is greater than I can't do anything except the Father, you know, does it in me. And he was setting an example. There are also other places where he expressed his divinity before Abraham was, I am, multitude of other places. So, I mean, the Father and I are one.
Yep.
So people need to remember that there's a nature of Christ the man and Christ the God.
The question here is, who is the New Age and what are their beliefs? And we would like to talk to people like Tobias because, I mean, they're tricking Christy. She does not know the details of this. There are 60 topics in this anti-NWO. That's an estimate. But, I mean, there's a lot of little topics involved in this anti-NWO research. And so how she's done them all? I mean, no. Okay, so she's missed this one. But it doesn't mean that out of not knowing what it is, they're coming in and taking advantage of her, and it's not fair.
Do you think this Tobias guy, whoever he is doing it?
No, he's just a New Ager. I mean, there's another guy that talks to your mitochondria and asks them how they feel. You should have heard this one the other night. He's another New Ager. He dropped every New Age hint while he talked. I mean,
mitochondria.
He talks to your mitochondria. And he was talking. Julia got on the phone, and the guy asked Julia's mitochondria how it was doing. And asked it answers to questions. And the mitochondria.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yeah, it's Larry Babcock.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the work of the ramshaw. All you need is an English accent, and suddenly everyone thinks you're talking to spirits here. There's always a spirit around. I mean, the Bible tells you don't talk to familiar spirits. I mean, there's always a spirit around that's going to say, I'm your grandmother, dearie, and look behind the couch. I left something for you. I mean, come on. They're asleep, okay? Yeah. It's not your grandmother. And it just tricks people who desperately want these answers, and it's disingenuous. And there is some demonic support for a lot of this. And so they do tricks like remote viewing and stuff like that. Why do you think the Navy's really into it? Are they Jesus freaks? No, they're New Agers. This is, if you see that documentary by by, what was that guy, John Ronson, who did, what they based the movie that, you know, that The Men Who Stare at Goats, that was only one of a three-part documentary. He exposed the guys at Fort Bragg who stare at goats and think they can kill goats by staring at them. I mean, there is some demonic support for a lot of these tricks, but that's what it is. It's not because you've developed the power to kill with your sight. No! Okay?
There's a documentary that Tex Mars did. What's it called? It's got the title The Blind and the Dead in it.
Yeah, That's when the Masons get infiltrated into your groups, and they reverse things. So that when you think you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking gibberish. If you're truly speaking in tongues, number one, it has to be done for something really important. But everyone can understand you. No one hears gibberish. There could be a Chinese guy, a French guy, a German guy, and a dog, and you're talking. And I'm talking just like this, and everybody would understand me if I'm speaking in tongues. Get it? That's how it works. A satanic reversal is where they take one of these concepts and flip it around on you, and you're doing exactly the opposite.
Yeah,
it was howling like demons, and it was God's language. No, it wasn't. Huh.
Mm. I've actually heard that because, you know, I was on this show, and that's how they were praying. It's like, Shama Lama Ding Dong, Lord, help me, Lama, Shama Lama Ding Dong.
No, it isn't. Tongues would be like speaking like I am now, and having everybody understand. It debabilizes the situation.
The Nimrod Babel thing,
it went too high. God flipped all the languages around and flipped it into all kinds of languages instead of just one. So
tongues
it debabilizes in an emergency. That's all.
There are two things in the Bible. One, tongues refers to languages, known languages, which is why it says, you know, if someone is speaking another tongue in a church, you need to have an interpreter, a translator. So what it means is there's no use for a guy who's speaking Japanese to go there and speak to your English-speaking church if you don't have a translator there to say what he's saying. Mm. That's all it's saying. It's useless. Okay. So when it talks about an interpreter, that's what it's talking about. And the Pentecostals are named after what happened on the day of Pentecost, but they misinterpret it. What the Bible says, quite clearly what happened on the day of Pentecost, is the Holy Ghost came down. All these people were gathering from different parts of the world. So they all spoke different languages. But when the Holy Ghost came down, they could all understand one another as if the other individual was speaking their language.
Yeah,
so,
it takes the Holy Spirit to make this work. It's not you and your degrees.
So it's not blah, 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 blah. It was just them all speaking their own languages, and they could understand what each other were saying because the Holy Ghost was intervening. That's what it was. And I don't think it's called tongues in the Bible either. The only thing called tongues in the Bible are other languages. All nations, kindreds, tongues. That means languages. That's what it means.
Yeah.
And everybody knows this. Who has any sense?
And see, the thing is, a lot of these sects were created as ways to fix what they saw as the evils of the Catholic Church, which the Catholic Church itself is a perversion of Christianity. They're not the originators of it. But because Constantine happened to be in Rome when he picked it up. He then picked up the Roman Empire, moved it to Constantinople, and it fixed the system. You see what I'm saying? And then these Roman left-behinds, these people that they were left behind in the non-capital, the city of Rome, which was not the capital at that point, were just angry that Rome was gone, then just got more and more bitter and infused with the paganism that was around them and stuff like that. And they ruined the church, and they split away from the actual Christian religion. There were five churches. It was called the Pentarchy: Antioch, Alexandria, Jerusalem, Constantinople, and Rome. So Constantine left behind a Roman church. But there was no pope till 1054, till these people broke away in 1054, flipped the system on its head to be top-down control, and then paganized it, and it became this dictatorship. There's an infallible pope and every other BS to go with it. That's not Christianity. That's a perversion of Christianity. So all these other sects were like, well, this is really evil, which it is, and they want to fix the problem. You see what I'm saying? And yeah, that's great. But the problem is top-down control. The problem isn't like little technical issues. The little technical issues come from top-down control and its abuses. So the way you fix the problem is to kill the top-down control. But they never do that. You know, Martin Luther wanted to do that, but the rest of his people didn't want to stop the top-down control. He had the technical part fixed, but he didn't have the top-down control removed. And
the problem is that Orthodoxy didn't have a voice to speak to the people who wanted the Reformation because they were enslaved by the Ottoman Empire at the time.
Right, right. And see, Catholic Church had controlled most of Western Europe, and they'd never even heard of anything but the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church always claims, like Microsoft, they're the originators, and there isn't anyone else. Yeah.
That's the problem.
They don't even have continuity to the Roman Empire, let alone continuity to Christianity, not when you split apart from four people who didn't change the rules. I mean, when you have a group of – they had like a baseball league, let's say, and the one team splits off and changes the rules from baseball to beach volleyball. And they claim, well, that this is baseball, and we haven't split from anybody, and we always just sort of scrimmaged against ourselves. We never played any other teams. But Jesus, the baseball commissioner, is not fooled by this. You see? The other four didn't change the rules, didn't change anything. That's why when they came to America, they were shocked at all what had gone on in Western Europe and America. And so they referred to themselves as Orthodox because previously they'd referred to themselves as the Christian religion because they hadn't changed anything.
It's the same. Tobias
is such a scam artist. He even said he thought we were referring to Orthodox Jewry. Because the Orthodox Church, under the Masonic control, the Jewish control of the New World Order, pretends that the Orthodox Church doesn't exist.
And
because
that doesn't
fit into the plan. Yeah.
From these Jews. And what happened was the Jews overturned Russia, and they caused the Bolshevik Revolution, and they got rid of the Tsar and the whole Orthodox system that was in Russia. Orthodox in America panicked. So what had to happen was they had to, since it was unclear what was going on, they had to split off into the Orthodox Church of America and govern themselves because, you know, he was in exile pretty much.
And they didn't want to be associated with communist Russia. America is so – American so-called Christians, all post-Catholic Christians, are so out of it as far as history goes. The Baptists sent missionaries to Russia thinking they were all godless communists because the government told them they were godless communists. So when they got there, they were mocked and laughed at because what are you going to do, try to convert them from Orthodox Christianity to this Baptist silliness? Ridiculous. I mean, they're so far away from Christianity, and it's ironic to call them fundamentalists. They've lost every – when you destroy every element of something, you can't – I mean, I think you get rid of the bat, the baseball, the diamond. You get rid of the home base. You know what I mean? Every element of the game is now gone. You can't call yourself a fundamentalist baseball guy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Christy in the chat room is asking, do any two Christians believe the same thing?
Yeah, there's an enormous
Orthodox Christians
all over the world.
The majority of Christians during the first seven ecumenical councils agreed, and the majority of the churches in the world agreed in the first seven ecumenical councils. There was total agreement. So, I mean, there were only a few small fringe groups who disagreed with some of the councils, like the Arians, and I don't mean like the German people, I mean... By Arian, I mean people who did not believe in the divinity of Christ. They followed Arius, who taught against the divinity of Christ. Then you had the French group, the Assyrian Church of the East.
I think the Assyrians didn't fit into the Pentarchy.
So, I mean, you had little French groups, but for the most part, during the first seven ecumenical councils, and further on than that, past those, there were no major councils after that. There were arguably other councils, but they weren't ecumenical ones.
Once you're trying to fix the problems of the Catholic Church, you're really screwed because, I mean, it becomes fighting over technical issues and missing the point that the problems of the Catholic Church are caused by top-down control.
Right, and when you realize that all of these churches, when they were not under top-down control, they kept an agreement. And people just wonder, oh, could that be the case? That's not the case. It is the case. You don't have to have top-down control. top-down control destroys the unity, and there was...
Right.
Most
the original Christianity had nothing to do with controlling you. It was exactly the opposite.
There was huge unity there
it's
until the great
responsibility,
schism.
Not authority.
Until the great schism. So people are like, well, why do the Christians generally disagree on this? Because the Roman Catholic Church did, and then
yeah,
you had this
all the ones you've heard of are all post-Catholic. They all have the Catholic poison with them. That's why they all are arguing all the time over nothing.
Right, and if you examine Catholicism, a lot of the doctrines are still the same as Orthodoxy.
Yeah.
Some of them are changed, but a lot of the general doctrines are still the same.
But the problems are caused by the control.
Exactly. So you had the reactionary Protestants who knew nothing about Orthodoxy because they were told all their lives that all there is the Catholic Church. And the Orthodox were in exile in the Ottoman Empire, so they couldn't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. And the rest of them were even further east. I mean, they were the other ones were like in Russia and places that were inaccessible to Western Europe most of the time.
Right, and those were the only other ones where the Russian Orthodox pretty much that had the ability, and they just were.
I mean, there's Antioch, there's Jerusalem, Alexandria. I mean, you know, but these were not regular, you know, travel locations for Western Europeans.
You couldn't hop onto the airplane and go and talk to the Orthodox Christians in the Middle East.
Right. Well, guys, we're like really over time, so I got to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back, and we'll get into the news for the final 15 minutes. Jesus was a Buddhist. What?
No.
No,
that's directly New Age.
All right, be right back. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Meanwhile, listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
I believe in Jesus, and I'm driving with a blindfold on. That didn't work.
You don't want to set yourself up for failure.
Yep. What happened?
You don't want to set yourself up for failure. You know what I mean? I mean, you're going to drive with a blindfold on and just hope that Jesus fixes it. And then when it doesn't work, you go, well, there must be no Jesus. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's setting yourself up to fail. I mean, it's not supposed to be ridiculous.
Yeah. Got some news for the final part of the show. hold on, I'm trying to get it here. This is I really can't do. Yeah, we're going to be having this lady on soon. And, oh goodness, where is it? I'm trying to pull it up here. We got Nancy. She's on the chat right now. She's going to be, hopefully she'll be on the show soon if everything works out. She was out on the news. She's suing, let me just read the story here. This is on, Nancy, she filed a $70 million lawsuit against Suffolk County and Southampton Town. An East Quahog woman filed a federal lawsuit on Thursday that seeks $70 million in damages from Suffolk County and Southampton Town law enforcement agencies, charging that she was wrongfully arrested, detained, and harassed after taking photos outside of the National Air Guard base in West Hampton last July with two guns and a dozen rounds of ammunition in her car. She was acquitted, I think, right? Nancy, was she acquitted of that? She'll tell us. Oops, did I just? Yeah. You filed with the U.S. District Court of Central Islip Thursday morning. The lawsuit also alleges that Nancy Giovisi, a mother of three who has lived in East for more than three decades, was the victim of assault and malicious prosecution when she was detained by authorities on the shoulder of Old Riverhead Road nearly 6 hours on July 30, 2009, before being arrested. Ms. Genovese, who was returning home from a shooting range on the night of her arrest, said that she stopped near the entrance to the Air National Guard base to take photos of the decommissioned helicopter there for a Patriotic Support Our Troops website that she was working on at the time. Authorities said they found 500 rounds of ammunition as well as an XM-15 assault rifle and a shotgun in her car. Ms. Genovese, who was trying to start a war on her own, nah, just kidding. But that's how they're trying to make it sound like Jesus. Oh, yeah, she's going in with two guns. She's going to start a war. You better keep an eye on that girl. She's gonna do some damage. She's gonna take on the old freaking American military. She might win. Jesus. Oh man. Ms. Genovese noted that both weapons which are legal firearms, were properly stored inside her car at the time, and that the responding officers illegally searched her car, a point also made in the lawsuit. The litigation also notes that they were almost immediately, they became emotional almost immediately after addressing the media. The lawsuit charges the arresting officers, who included Southampton Town Police Lieutenant Robert LeBurger and South County Under Sheriff Joseph A. Caracappa, among others, repeatedly referred to Ms. Genovese as a right winger and a teabagger because of her political beliefs. Yes, because having something that goes against the grain is evil. She was eventually charged with one count of criminal trespass in the third degree, a misdemeanor, a charge that was dismissed by the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office in October, and spent 5 days in Suffolk County Jail in Riverside, including 4 days on suicide watch, before posting $50,000 bond. The lawsuit itself outlines 14 specific complaints that she is leveling against the defendants and states that Ms. Genovese, who suffered both physical injuries and emotional distress during the ordeal, is seeking $5 million in damages per count, or a grand total of $70 million. I lived in the same place for 30 years and always felt comfortable and safe, Ms. Genovese said while reading from a prepared statement on Thursday. All that has changed since last July. I can't drive down the road without fear. According to Ms. Genovese, officers interrogated her for 6 hours near the entrance of the base before arresting her. Once in custody, she said they shackled her legs together and told her she was being charged with being a terrorist. The lawsuit states that Lieutenant Berger, who was not in uniform and driving a minivan at the time, was the person who originally stopped Ms. Genovese on the side of Old Riverhead Road. It also notes that Lieutenant LeBurger contacted the Sheriff's County, the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office and the Air National Guard Base and wrongly informed them that she posed a terrorist threat. Lieutenant LeBurger also took the memory card from her camera containing the photos of the helicopter. The memory card has still not been returned, according to the lawsuit. Additionally, the lawsuit states that before being placed in handcuffs, Ms. Genovese tried to give her two sons a shopping bag with her cell phone and wallet that later, which contained approximately $13,000 in cash. When it was returned to her, the wallet was missing $5,300, according to the lawsuit. The document states that Ms. Genovese had such a large amount of cash on her because she was going to use it to pay the college tuition for her sons and Catholic school tuition for her daughter. According to the another defendant is Suffolk County Deputy Sheriff Robert Carlock. The litigation charges that he placed cameras on the roof of his vehicle and aimed them at Ms. Genovese and her sons after they arrived at the scene. Mr. Carlock was the officer who confiscated Ms. Genovese's rifle that day. It was returned 6 months after the trespassing charge was officially dropped. The litigation also alleges that it was Mr. Carlock who allegedly told Ms. Genovese during her interrogation that they would find something in order to teach all right-wingers and teabaggers a lesson. Jesus. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Plenty of your terrorists.
Yeah. Yes. Lenny, you there?
Yeah.
So,
I'm here.
What do you think? What do you think of that?
It's all about labeling people. When you really get down to the details of what's gone on with this woman, I'm sure it's not exactly like it's been portrayed. And what the constant use of the phrase teabagger, I mean, what is she from South Beach and she's a gay man who dips his whatever into somebody's mouth, and that's what she is? Or is she part of this phony Tea Party business run by the Council for National Policy?
Yeah.
Either way, it's an illegitimate situation. It's an illegitimate label, you know. They always want to portray right wing as crazy. Well, the real Republican Party at this point is Trotskyite neocon under Leo Strauss's bad philosophy. It's not the Republican Party from before the 50s.
Yeah.
They don't believe in any of the plans. Like when that was really funny when Ron Paul was interviewed by, and I'm not defending him, was by Tucker Carlson, and he laid out the traditional Republican concepts, and Tucker Carlson acted like he was a space alien. We've never even heard of this before. What are you talking about, crazy man? I mean, that's how far away if you see a thing called Power of Nightmares, it explains how they misused white liberals who had never really voted too much before, the evangelicals, and brought them over to replace the actual Republican Party with this stuff we have now. So they're both parties are communist. One party is Trotskyite communist, and the other party is Stalinist communist, which communism can be like, because they can't allow anyone to be actually Republican. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller government out of your life, that's illegal. You know, how dare you, terrorist, talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also kind of silly that she had, according to her, she had the guns properly stored in a car, and they still needed a reason. So apparently, it's against the law to take pictures of an airport or Air National Guard base, but it's okay for the terrorists to stay inside an air base in Pensacola, Florida.
Oh, that's where Muhammad Atta stayed with his stripper girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because Nancy Genovese is not a stripper. That's probably the real...
Right. And she's also probably an FBI... She's probably not an FBI plant, so...
Yeah.
You know, she can't stay there either.
Oh, man. And, of course, this happens in New York, on Long Island. Well, hey, I'm that's Long Island off my list of places to move. Because, I mean, shit, my dark skin ass will get shot 41 times. Well, he was going for his gun. Well, the trunk is locked. Unless he was running. Trunk was locked, the gun was unloaded. Oh, my God, you can't have that. Only in New York.
Doesn't New York inspire you?
New York, they will find something to charge you. And
that's the song I'm talking about. It makes me sick. I mean, the concrete jungle, I mean, that actually inspires people. There's nothing more fake I've ever seen in my life.
Jesus can't save you. Church, life starts when the church ends. Let's hear it for New York. Oh, come on.
New World Order. No, why?
Oh. Yep. Oh, my goodness.
New York.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm moving. Straight out
I'm
moving.
Sorry, I shouldn't have anti-Semitic outbursts on air.
Yeah, you really should.
They might come and find me.
By the way, this show is sponsored by Haaretz. the most anti-Semitic Israeli paper in the world.
I just want to say I love Haaretz. I really do. It's not a joke. I mean,
yeah,
but they make the truth.
No, but they make two versions. The Hebrew version is, you know, they don't criticize Israel at all.
Oh, I bet they do. We just don't know what it says. We'll translate it with Google or something. See what
happens. No, my friend who lives there says the English version and the Hebrew version are very different.
I just like how it always, I mean, they always tell on themselves. I mean, it's always true. It's really weird.
Well, that's what they all do.
Always true. I mean, I like using that as a source. It always works.
Yeah. Oh, snap. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our family. CROTICSHO. Fuck it. I got nothing.
Why?
Wait.
Yeah, why?
CROTS. No, wait. CROTCHS. HOTA. No, you can't do that.
Yeah, I got nothing. I'll work on it. I gotta work on it. Maybe Lemmy's right about me ad-libbing. There's no such thing as ad-libbing. But yeah, we're on iTunes, Zoom, Zencast. Just search for the Crotchout Radio Show. Hit us up there. My email is crotchoutradio@yahoo.com. Hit me up on Skype, Crotchout Radio. What else we got? Just check out the site. Help us out. Anything that's highlighted in red, just click on it and help us pay some bills. Well, help me pay some bills.
How many people actually listen to this?
What? I don't know.
I don't know.
Like to thank Stratios, aka Lenny Bruce of Tiny World Freeman Society. Just go to tinyurl.com/WFS podcast.
WFS.
What did I say?
That's it.
I did. I said WFS.
There you go.
Oh, okay. Podcast. Check out Christy's show. Even though she's probably gonna be pissed off with me because I'm gonna get cut. She's gonna prove that psychic viewing exists by giving me a heart attack. Watch. She knows where I live.
Okay, if she's got superpowers, she could strike me dead right now.
She ain't gonna.
I'm waiting.
Okay. Whatever. So I'd like to thank everyone, and as always, fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to do your own research, you don't want to look into what's really going on, and you just want to keep your head stuck in the sand, then hey, I can't save you, and there's nothing I can do, so I guess go fuck you too.